I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, good vibes and variety. And Outside Lands tickets. We've got those too. We've got your chance right now to go to Outside Lands. Text us the code word CELEBRATE. CELEBRATE. That's this hour's code word, CELEBRATE. Text it to our contest line, which is 20357. Text the word CELEBRATE to 20357. You'll be in the running for a pair of three-day general admission festival passes for Outside Lands. Your whole weekend will be taken care of. This is an amazing prize. And you will see amazing things on many stages. Hozier, Gracie Abrams, Doja Cat, and I'm not kidding you, 100,000 other bands. Maybe like 100. I don't know. I don't know the exact number. I do know it's happening August 8th through 10th in Golden Gate Park, and you're going to love it. This hour's code word is CELEBRATE. So go do that. Kanye is, he has lost his mind.
Yep. Not new.
Yep. That's
not really not news, actually.
Yeah. Not the whole story.
Mm-hmm.
Not like, not a thing that you didn't know, just... Boy, see if you can see which person Kanye is in that picture. There's two people looking at each other. One of them looks like, what's this guy doing wearing a black KKK outfit? And the other one's in a black KKK outfit.
Mm-hmm.
That one's Kanye. I didn't want to spoil it for you or anything, well, but that's the one.
Spoilers.
Yeah, sorry about it. So I don't know if this is some kind of maybe like video podcast, but that's a guy by the name of DJ Academics. And he had a little over an hour long conversation with Kanye, who just, you know, said all the stuff.
What do you mean?
Just things that you would go, why would you ever say that? What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you talking about? Why are you wearing that? It's, you know, just an hour of that where you're like, what? He's got four kids with Kim Kardashian.
Mm-hmm.
He's on this podcast going, I didn't want any of them kids. He said, I didn't want to have children. What's that?
It's hurtful for the kids.
Oh, you think? Huh. It's weird, too, because those kids are always, he's always flying them over to China to do what he's apparently doing a lot of shows in China. Anyway, Kim and Kanye, they have four kids together. They are, how old is Kim and Kanye's oldest kid?
8.
Do you know the answer to this already, Maddie? I think he might be looking it up. She's 11.
Oh, you already know.
Yeah. 11. Oh, you already know?
I have, North is 12 on my list.
Oh.
Yeah.
But no, anyway. I've got her as 11 here. Oh, I'm sure. Well, you just looked it up. I'm sure you're right. So let's say 12, 9, 7, and 5.
12, 10, 8, and 6 is what I have.
Then it sounds like this is an old story. I don't know. It's just right here in TCS. So anyway, the kids are 12, 10, 8, and 6. Mm-hmm. And he's just yelling about it. I didn't want to have children with this person after the first 2 months of being with them, but that wasn't God's plan. And yet the last two you had were done by surrogate. Like, that takes some planning. I don't understand.
I don't.
God was slapping condoms out of his hands. I don't understand.
I mean, if he weren't
God's plan.
As off the deep end as he is, and it were a normal, rational conversation, probably, well, you're a perfect example. I'm kind of a perfect example. You were like, I didn't want kids.
No.
I had those kids for John.
Mm-hmm.
And I certainly had a similar feeling. Not so much that I didn't like kids or want, I didn't feel like I would be able to handle it.
Oh.
I truly was looking in the mirror thinking to myself, you can barely function.
Mm.
And then you're going to add like another life. And
I was just too lazy. I just don't want that. It just seems like it's really going to cut into my me time.
So an adult conversation, you might be able to say that without, you know, actually insulting your kids or right. your partner. But in reality, he's just
He's wearing a black KKK outfit and he's on some idiot's podcast.
You're right. What am I even doing? There's, of course, nothing rational is happening.
He's right. So that's, I mean, obviously there's more to this. That's the general thing though. Like I feel like we should have taken Britney's conservatorship and just moved it over to Kanye. There's something happening here that needs to be.
Well, you're right. She is all better. Help.
Yes, now that she's all set. Anyway, basically he's yelling, "Hey Kim, I never wanted any kids with you." 4 kids later. And so
was the guy, you know what's funny? Well, none of this is funny. Mm. I've never really watched the Kardashians. I remember it was when I came back here, so it was after 08. And you were doing stories about the Kardashians, so this was at a time when they were pretty red hot.
Keeping up with the Kardashians.
And I remember putting it on to see what all the fuss was about. And here are people who can't even act on their own show. So I'm, you know, they're being fed lines and they can't say them.
Right.
And I'm going, oh man, this is awful.
This will end soon.
One of the episodes I saw was her doing something. I don't know if she was opening a new store or whatever. But there was Kanye West at the time. He was not this guy.
Yes.
And was a pretty big star
at this point, they were seeing each other?
He hadn't started seeing her yet. And
but he was
trying
to move in as a friend or whatever?
I even think she was in the middle of the divorce with that guy she married
Chris
for
Humphreys.
5 minutes.
Yeah.
But he was lurking around on her show. He was in the shadows and it was him. You knew it was him. They were saying it was him, but he was not really trying to make an appearance on the show.
He did move in shortly after the Chris Humphreys thing, and then it feels like yesterday he proposed over at Packwell Park.
And at that time, I remember thinking,
or maybe they got
he's a huge star,
and like,
he's lurking,
he was lowering himself to the Kardashians level.
Right.
Like, I really felt like, what are you messing with these loser reality porn stars for? Because that's, you know, how judgy I am.
So.
But now look at him. Now it's like, Kim, get yourself and the kids away from this guy.
My point is, I've seen maybe 20 minutes of the Kardashians.
You don't need to see much more.
And in that 20 minutes, there he was in pursuit of her. There's no question. You're not lurking around some lady who's in the middle of filming her TV show unless you're interested in some lady who's filming her TV show.
Because he didn't need publicity. His records were selling just fine.
He pursued her. So, liar!
Mm. This guy who was interviewing him points out that Ye is always griping about his ugly co-parenting situation with Kim. Kanye accuses her of controlling their, quote, 4 black children. Like that she's controlling their lives and how they're perceived. Meanwhile, the kids are with him half the time. North, St. Chicago, and Psalm.
I don't know.
The guy actually was holding his feet to the fire somewhat. He said, people think you don't take, this is the podcaster, people think you don't take responsibility for your own choices. And then he was highlighting the soured relationship and. So Ye said, basically, that was my fault. I didn't want to have children with this person after the first 2 months of being with her. That wasn't God's plan. They were married.
Did the guy say, then why did you?
You know, I don't have the whole transcript here. It's a solid question, though. And why did you have, you know, if you didn't want to have these kids with her, you have 4 of them?
Yeah, the good old-fashioned follow-up, I mean, is, then why did you, dude?
Kanye also defended his widely condemned social media post questioning the mental capacity of Jay-Z and Beyonce's twins. That might be his biggest mistake to date. Jay-Z was talking about legal action.
Well, he called him the R word. I mean, The way you said it was so much nicer.
The mental capacity, challenging the mental capacity. Kanye said that the Jay-Z post may have been his best or strongest when comparing it to his Nazi comments, which made for a fairly awkward moment. Well, anyway, he's been acting completely unhinged, proclaiming his full support for Nazis and Adolf Hitler. There's no stopping this madness. It's, you know, you can just go read about it and read all about it in TMZ. That's a great thing about TMZ. They're like, oh, Kanye said something. Here's the expose. And here's the whole timeline of all the crazy. And here's the thing about the one thing and the other thing.
I wonder if
So great.
I don't know what he's been diagnosed with, but he clearly has latched on to some things. There's some themes running through a lot of his diatribes. And I wonder if that's normal.
He's got bipolar one, from what I remember. And yeah, you have a lot of
like recurring themes that you just start to wax poetic on
when you're having a manic phase. Yeah. You just, you obsess about something. And, you know, I have bipolar two, so I do the same thing, but not certainly don't do it to that level. And I'm cool. I'm like great on the right meds.
You're in a good cocktail.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's the deal. Like, you know, if you get diagnosed with this thing, it's not great, but they have medicine for it and it works at least in my case. But yeah, but he has like I'm bipolar too. It's a big, there's a difference there. So
yeah, you do,
I'm not going to start waxing poetics
than,
about.
I was kidding about that part. He's not, he's just yelling things. It's not. It was like a nice way of saying he yells things into microphones.
But a lot of people live with bipolar. A lot of people live without being diagnosed with bipolar. It's a thing.
Well, mental health is very important. And there's places, there are many, many resources out there. Kanye.
You don't have to live with it.
Mm. I just feel, I like really feel for those kids. I mean, it does seem like Kim is stable. Like I will say, that as much crap as I've given her over the years, she's a provider. She's trying to be a lawyer. I don't know. It seems like they are in a stable environment. They get, you know, they have the same nannies all the time. Let's put it that way, right? They know the same people. Same nutritionist is making all their food for them. But it just feels like, my God, to watch your dad behaving like this in the public and with that wife of his, which, by the way, I haven't even seen her in 2 weeks. Where is she? Where is he hiding her? Is she in a trunk somewhere down in a basement? Like, where is she?
Well, where?
I don't know.
Well, what do you mean
That's
you don't
I'm
know?
I'm telling you.
You've...
I don't know.
You've
I'm not
been...
in charge of keeping track of Bianca Sansori.
You tell us all the stuff
very...
all these years we need to know.
I feel very afraid. Why wasn't she hanging out, lurking in the background of his show on this guy's podcast?
Maybe that's her under the mask.
No, that was definitely Kanye. You could tell. The guy who's...
She would never wear that much clothing. Are you crazy?
That's true. She's fully...
She'd sit on top.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, I think she
You
would.
Just created a strange visual. Let's move on.
Linkin Park is having some trouble.
Oh.
This is Linkin Park minus Chester Bennington plus Emily Armstrong. They have a new singer. And the band just had to, they're bagging stuff. They're downsizing the venues.
Oh, so did they try to do a stadium tour and now they're having to, well, they once sold stadiums, but they lost a member. I'm sure it's terrible for them because this is what happens with bands when the artist, one of the important pieces goes to heaven. They find themselves going, but we wrote all those great songs and we love playing them.
Yeah, this is basically everywhere they're trying to play. So the band had a show scheduled at Dodger Stadium in September. That's 56,000 seats.
Yes.
And they had to move it to the Intuit Dome in Inglewood, which is 18,000 seats. Also, Queens of the Stone Age dropped off the bill.
Oh, well, that's a big... I love Queens.
This isn't the only show that Linkin Park's having trouble selling tickets at. They've announced a new promotion for all their U.S. shows where you can buy a ticket for $40 and get a randomly assigned seat, which is sort of a weird, it's a weird promotion, but it's $80 for a pair of tickets to go. Well, and I'm sure that there's 1,000 fees tacked on to that because that's the way it is. But it's a new promotion for all their U.S. shows where you can buy a ticket for $39.50. a piece, and get a randomly assigned seat. They've apparently canceled shows in Rio de Janeiro and Porto Alegre, Brazil. Some people are putting a lot of the blame for this downsizing on the new singer. They are saying Emily Armstrong has ties to Scientology, and she supported convicted rapist Danny Masterson. He's the guy who was on That 70s Show. She later said she regretted having said anything about that. And I don't know that might or might not be enough. There's plenty of Scientologists out there just crushing it. Look at Tom Cruise. I mean, people don't even mention it when it's not even the first thing I think of. I suppose if you were really anti that, you wouldn't buy a ticket anyway. But anyway, people are trying to blame it on Emily Armstrong, and maybe that is part of it.
Well,
like, well, I wanted to see Chester. I don't care about Linkin Park without Chester.
And that's a fair choice.
Sure. Yep.
I think a lot of bands have dealt with this reality. You know, one of your favorite bands lost their singer right as they were going through the stratosphere, and their next biggest album happened to have the new singer on it. And the truth is, that's a freaking miracle that they didn't tube immediately.
Well, and it was their, if you're talking about AC/DC,
yes,
it was their biggest record,
right,
of all. It's the one that broke.
Well,
them.
They had been building.
Oh, absolutely.
They were going to get there with the guy they had, but he died.
And then this guy comes right in
and
takes their best album. And I mean, Shook Me All Night Long and Back in Black, probably two of their biggest songs.
Yeah. Well, and I don't think that's
I can't even
listen
to anything after that record.
It's super lucky that worked out for them. Most bands, I know that
Sublime,
STP lost their sing. Yeah. I mean, he was tubing them all along.
Yep.
By the way, Emily Armstrong is, they talk about her a lot on Reddit. I was just looking her up about the Scientology stuff. There's like 4,600 posts about her being a Scientologist. So, and the fans seem to like, and fans of Linkin Park don't like her from, at least from, you know, what I see that people post, and like people are posting, they hope the tour doesn't do well and they don't,
Well,
oh, they're anti.
Yeah. There's a lot of anti Linkin Park from former Linkin Park fans.
I'm sorry to see that.
Yeah. And she was born and raised in the Scientology church. So it's not like this is something new for her. Like, that's been her deal forever.
We got to interview Chester in, what year would you say that was?
2010? That would be my guess.
He was a delight.
He was enthralling. He sat there for an hour and told us story after story.
Everything about him making it. And he was a guy who was saying, I had been in music already for 10 plus years and was about to quit.
This was the last. I was like, all right, fine. I'll go to this audition.
I was over it. But then he said, I got this call. This band was ready made. They just needed me to slide in. I drove from Arizona where I lived with my cassette tape of my vocals to the record company, waited out front for them to open the doors that day, and walked it into the building and put it on the guy's desk. And the rest is history.
Wow.
What a rad story. Like, there's a guy who went, I'm going to go force this last ditch effort right now.
Yep.
And then I'm going to, I think he said, I have a wife and a kid. Yep. I can't
do this anymore. And he was like, it is, how old?
I want to say he was already pushing 30.
Oh, I thought he was like in his 30s. Maybe not.
Maybe. Though. I don't know. I don't remember the age, but I do remember that specific
story.
Being
like,
about
I've tried long enough. I've tried hard enough.
Brought the tape, put it
here
down,
it is.
And boom, makes it.
Make this happen.
That's one of those stories any fan of the band could get behind. Like,
I know. It was
I root
great.
For that.
Rest in peace, Chester. All right, Vin, I'm completely out of time. What's coming up?
I still have some good stuff for you guys, including a kazoo world record.
I love kazoos.
I know you do.
Oh. Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
That song is so good. Good morning. It's Tuesday. It's
good
Alice at 97.
Morning.
Good morning. Yes.
Hi, everybody.
How you doing? Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. That's where we keep everything, you guys. If we talk about it on the show, we try to get it up there on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Check it out for everything we talked about on the show today.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Trevor Noah and George Lopez Tickets.
Sweet.
All week, we're looking for the funniest texts from our listeners. Throughout the morning, text us your best at 800-400-3697. If your text is selected, you win a pair of tickets to see Trevor Noah on May 24th and George Lopez on May 31st at the Mountain Winery Concert Series, courtesy of Golden Voice.
And we have that announcement coming up.
Yeah, when we start the game, I'll let you know who won.
All right.
I know we've had some weather. Yes. And we've all sort of had the gray and the rain and the chain controls and the mountains.
Yep.
But we've also been seeing, and this is another example of it, the summer concert schedules are being released. I just saw Franti's coming. Mm. He's going to do a summer tour. Yeah. And I just think, oh, we're right there. Shows. Can't wait.
Oh, I just, the long days. Mm. Summer. So good.
I really want to try and take the missus to go see Counting Crows.
Oh.
They're playing in Berkeley.
Oh, my God. That's great. It's a hometown show.
I like them. Mm. You like them?
Yeah, I do.
I told you this one time I was listening to the radio and someone on an alternative station goes, and next up is Counting Crows. Just kidding. I would never do that to you. And I was like, hey, I like them. Why are you, what do you mean?
You don't have to poop.
Yeah, why are you saying that about them? I was all ready to go Mr. Jones crazy.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
I love, that guy is actually a study in unique phrasing. Like John.
Is that right?
Yes. John plays a lot of his songs and they're so challenging to sing. Like I really, 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 really love the way he turns a phrase and the way, he's just great. That's a great, that'd
be
a great show.
I'm a fan. Yeah. Anyway. All right. Where were we?
I don't know.
Oh, the weather is still clouds and possible rain, but we definitely are somewhere. Moving out of that cycle and into better weather. So I'm
great.
Looking forward to that.
Oh, right. Summer concert series.
Mm-hmm. The weather is weather.
Yes, mm-hmm. Weather is weather. So weathery.
Okay, so this story out of Macon, Georgia.
Oh, all right.
Macon, Georgia went for a kazoo world record on Friday, last Friday. 1,780 people turned out to break the record for the largest kazoo ensemble.
What song did they do?
It wasn't enough, though.
Oh, no. How many is the record?
The record is 5,190 set in London in 2011.
Jeez, I feel like we could break that.
Don't.
Why can't we?
Because you did this once before, and it wasn't as fun as you sitting here in the studio going, okay, everyone. Get out there and break that bunny hop record and let me know how you do. And we're all like, oh, what?
You were bunny hopping across the Golden Gate Bridge.
No, we weren't.
Fantastic.
What we did.
Don't say that's what
no. we did. No, I don't want to be involved in your world record things. You go do them.
Why don't we all meet at the former Pac Bell Park and everyone bring a kazoo and we'll break a world record together, all of us. We could all hold a world record. Kazoo. I have at least 20 kazoos at my house. I'll bring those.
It's the third time Macon's tried and failed to break the record. No one knows for sure who invented the kazoo, but the most popular theory is a former slave from Macon came up with it around 1840.
Wow.
So it's known as the birthplace of the kazoo. Now you know that.
I didn't know that. You know, I love the kazoo, and I know this drummer. Who plays with us all the time. And the first time I whipped out the kazoo was for like a car song. You know, that song, Just What I Needed. And I was like, and I was singing all the solo stuff, all the keyboard stuff. And he like stops in the middle of the song and he's like, never put the kazoo down. Never.
He loves it.
I love it. So now I, you know, have my little Mike kazoo. I love the kazoo. It's such a versatile, stupid little doohickey. It's a gadget. It's so fun. I love it. I really should stop talking about kazoos. Back to you, Vin.
A guy in California was pulled over in 2015 for driving erratically. Caffeine was the only thing in his system, and they tried to charge him with DUI for it.
Under the influence of caffeine. And then he said,
a lawyer in Fort Worth, Texas is in the news for claiming this could happen to you.
Oh.
You could get a DUI for drinking too much coffee. He posted a video about how DUI and DWI doesn't just mean booze or illicit drugs. If it impairs your ability to drive, and legal drugs can also get you in trouble.
Well,
and then he specifically mentioned caffeine. Oh. We always hear those no illegal drugs were at the scene of this person's death, but then turns out pills, I guess, aren't illegal.
If you've got a prescription for them.
So they're playing games with words there.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, I understand, in fact, someone was driving drunk right near my house over the weekend We didn't hear the crash, but we heard the sirens for the people. And then we saw later in the news, it was a person missed their turn, went off the road. Oh. They'd been drinking. They got a DUI. And I had that moment where I thought, boy, people are still doing that.
Mm.
And of course they are, right? I mean,
yeah.
Wherever there's a party,
I do think
someone leaves it with a couple drinks in their belly.
I really wish they weren't, because I do feel like the world has changed so much, and like Ubers and ride shares are just so much more available. There's really not that there was ever an excuse for it, but
I never really think that anymore. When I see someone driving erratically, I think, put your phone down, Holmes.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing I think of. I don't think drugs or booze. I think, which, for the love of God, you're all over the place. Could you just put your phone down? Yeah.
You know, was it you or might have been John? I thought this was the best idea I'd heard for so long. Like, you know how it's hard to get your horn to just beep a little bit? Like a little beep, beep.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just wind up like blowing somebody up, and you don't really, I'm not mad at you that you're not moving and it's green. I would just like, I'd like a little, like a little horn, like a little toot toot, just, hey, friendly.
You should carry your kazoo with you.
They would never hear it. They can't hear it. I said, well, maybe I could have a kazoo that comes out the front of the car. I mean, just a mini horn. Like, you got your horn, but then in the middle, there's like a little toot toot. Hello, wake up, dummy. You're texting and looking at your phone, not the light.
A Pennsylvania woman appears to have purchased an original Renoir.
Oh.
Dating back to the 1800s for a tiny fraction of what it may be worth. I love these stories of people who, there I was.
What kinds of things did Renoir do? Were they like landscapes or horses or like what?
He was an impressionist.
Oh, I'm going to look him up. That's definitely a name you hear. R-E-N-O-I-R?
Mm-hmm.
Renoir? Examples. Oh, there you go. Well, that is pretty. Those are nice.
I thought of Rich Little when you said that, and I realized that's a reference nobody knows. Mm. You don't even know.
Don't even know what it is. I don't know what you're...
Isn't he the guy that used to do all the impressions?
Yeah, he did Howard Cosell.
Oh, he's impressionistic. I get it.
Yeah. Hold on a second.
Is that the guy? Is that the... He's like...
Yeah, Rich
in
Little.
In the 70s.
He was the guy that did all the impressions.
All the impressions.
He did the Tonight Show once a month and would go on and do somebody, right?
Yes, all the time. He's actually the voice of Howard Cosell in the movie Better Off Dead.
Is that right? How do you know that?
Because that's one of my... I love that movie, and I read that somewhere, so...
Impressionist, voice actor, comedian. Mm. Okay.
Luncheon of the Boating Party from 1881.
Anyway, we're talking about
the
French art period.
The first thing that occurred to me, if that shows my age, I don't like it. Anyway, back to this.
To Renoir. I'm staring at all these Renoirs. Renoir. I feel like I've seen a lot of these.
They have to certify this drawing still, but this could turn out to be worth a freaking fortune. And she bought it for $12.
Wow. That's
it could sell
a good
for
deal.
Over $1 million when it goes to auction.
This is the dream, isn't
verify.
It?
Yeah.
This is why people troll people's yard sales, because a lot of times people don't know what they have.
That's as good as the lottery.
Oh, mm. Mm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Better. Even.
I mean, I don't know many Americans that would say, well, no, I'm going to keep the Renoir.
Oh, no. Oh, Lord, no.
I mean, everybody goes, I got to sell this
right immediately
now
sell it.
It catches on fire.
Exactly.
Or the kid takes a Sharpie to it.
I look like a person who has a gallery at my house.
You.
I know. Imagine how many masterpieces have been damaged by freaking...
By five-year-olds?
They've got your highlighter. Oh, Sharpies. You really do some damage.
Yeah, they do.
Mm.
We absolutely have to keep them hidden because the kids want to use them.
Yeah.
And every time there's bleed through on a table,
else,
and you just go, oh, hopefully that's going to come out.
Yeah. I did read somewhere, if you have a Sharpie mark, put more Sharpie on it and then wipe it off. Like a wet Sharpie.
Oh.
I shouldn't have said that.
I don't know. I just use alcohol pads work good, or just rubbing
Christina
alcohol.
Knows how to do it.
I looked it up on the internet one time. It was either for that or for like dry erase stuff.
No, my job is to go, oh my God, what a beautiful piece of work. Let's get that under the glass. And then I tie it under the glass and walk off. And then Christina goes, oh fudge, look at the mess.
Oh.
And I already long gone.
Oh.
So I celebrate the child.
You're a good dad.
I put the drawing under the, we have a glass cover on our table where all the art goes under. I put that
it's
under
it's a good
there.
Storage spot. It is. You can just keep loading it in there till finally your dinner is like on a pile of paper.
And then that's absolutely, the glass is balanced, but I can hear Christina going, damn it.
Oh, well.
Wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
All right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things that you guys had to say.
And then we'll decide which one was the funniest.
Shout out for Better Off Dead, Maddie.
Oh.
Thank Love you. That movie, and I always have.
I feel like I've never heard of that movie.
When did that come
John
up?
John Cusack, 80s movie. Yeah, it's classic.
Is it?
It's a classic Christmas movie.
What did it come
Christmas
up for,
movie.
Though? What
I
was
call it a Christmas
because
movie.
Because of Richard.
Oh, Rich Little.
Rich Little.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Lane Meyer. Never mind.
I bet your parents, if they're listening. Hi, Ellie. Gentry, I bet they went, Rich Little, I remember that guy.
Oh, you're making me want to visit my mother. You're smoking. Bring my own cigarettes next time. Your crappy cigarettes.
Oh, you're going to go back to cigs, aren't you?
No, I'm fine. Knock wood.
I'm fine.
I'm fine.
Well, I mean, yes, you're about fine.
It. It's not like I watched Maddie hit his little thing. I never touched that thing.
What? What little thing? What?
Your vape.
Oh, okay. I was looking.
Yeah, that
at,
didn't sound great. Right now that I think about it, in retrospect, that didn't.
He hits his little thing.
I mean, you know, not that little. I mean, come on.
510 says, I saw the Counting Crows last time they played the Greek, and they were amazing. I was sitting in the stands and watched Adam and lead singer. Yeah, I don't know, but I lost it.
It might.
The thread. I mean,
I would love to see them live. I think that'll be a great show, Vin.
Oh. I've lost the thread. Yeah, I think I love them. And I actually saw him doing an interview recently. I'm talking about Adam from Counting Crows. And he was a pretty thoughtful artist, I thought. He said, this isn't always fun, but that's part of it, is fighting through the times when it's difficult and monotonous. And that's part of being this, you know, artists don't walk away from everything in the middle of it.
Right. That's true.
We've created this thing, and sometimes after 100 shows and having, it isn't as easy as it was the first 10, but that's, and I listened to it and thought, that's awesome. People need to hear that. Young people, artists who are thinking it's all naked ladies and, you know, cocaine.
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
With you, Vin, Counting Crows, I'm there. Berkeley, here I come. Who do we hit up for tickets now? Is it Danae?
Yeah, I don't know.
Ask Jane.
What do you mean you don't know?
Oh, Jane.
Yeah,
Jane,
you can always ask Jane.
On
Jane and Michael.
This morning, she was talking about somebody had texted us about the break-ins in the cars.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And saying that, maybe it's because no one comes into the city anymore. She says, I invite anyone who said no one drives into the city anymore to join me on the Bay Bridge each day with a shot of the insane traffic that she's sitting in, coming from Alameda.
Yes. No, there is plenty of traffic for sure.
People are still coming into the city.
You guys want the winner?
Oh yeah, let's do the winner.
So Gracie this morning from Napa texted us a beautiful limerick for Bob, and this was
limerick.
She actually put time into this. You know, wasn't
this
just
a good one? Read it to us.
A limerick for Bob. There once was a woman named Bob who was anything but a snob. She charmed us on air. We were told not to care. The Bay Area's heart is with Bob. I think that's how it ended.
Yeah. Something like that. I thought it was that the Bay Area's heart she did rob.
That is it. Sorry. It got cut off on me. He's texts. Anyway, that's your winner.
She was the Gracie, best for the job.
Gracie, you're the best.
Gracie, congratulations.
She texts a lot. Like she's you know, somebody that we see a lot of texts from.
Well,
so thank
she's
you.
Got tickets for Trevor Noah on May 24th and George Lopez on May 31st at the Mountain Winery. And we're doing this all week. Just keep those funny texts coming.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's time to play a game.
All right. We'll see how this one goes today.
Is it April Fool's game?
Yeah. All these right. These are either real headlines from April Fool's or fake headlines from April Fool's. Like, actually happened on April 1st.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Do you mean that some of them are pranks and some of them are real things that actually did happen?
Yes.
Okay, so this is... All of them are going to be wacky, and we're just going to decide which of them were things that actually happened, which were
and
just
And I think
pranks.
Vin's going to have a little bit of an advantage because he reads these wacky news stories
I
all
do,
the time.
But
he might recognize them.
Right. I also have, you know...
I'm willing to lose.
I've stayed away from all of this day's events because we don't want no trouble.
Right. It did get ruined for us early on.
Yeah.
All right, first headline.
Spectacularly.
Yeah.
Tourist feet melt in Death Valley heat.
I'm going to say that's real.
False.
It is real. Man in Death Valley lost his flip-flops into scorching sand when it reached over 170 degrees, and he suffered severe burns. And
I think you did that story.
Melted.
I think that wasn't all that long ago. Remember last year they had those record temps there?
I should have known. I mean, come on. I go to the beach all the time. Believe me, I've been in that spot where you're like, ouch, 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 ouch.
All right, I'm leading 1-0.
All right, great.
Man bites snake to death after being bitten by that snake.
True.
True.
That's right, that's true. In a podcast appearance, OJ admitted to, yeah, I killed Nicole.
False.
Yeah, I'm also going to say false on
okay,
that
you both right on that one. Yeah. Man breaks into bank to use the microwave.
Oh, true.
All right, I'll go true.
It's true. He broke into,
if we got
it was in San Diego.
Right?
Hey, you got a frozen burrito and you got to eat it. What are you going to do?
This was a Hot Pocket that he needed.
Oh, a Hot Pocket. All right. Well, whatever.
Oh, people like
I
those.
Never really ate those.
Treat yourself.
Did you eat those?
Hot Pockets? Yes.
You did?
Yes. Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
Entire inside of my mouth many a time on a Hot Pocket.
Have you and John
the name, Hot Pocket.
Ever eaten Hot Pockets while playing video games in your own grown-up home?
I'm going to say possibly. I don't think so, but okay. It's possible. I feel like those were like a kid thing. Hot
well,
pockets.
So do I, but I also know when I first met you, the way you and John were used to just blow my mind. Like
yeah,
you guys
used to
were
just sit home and play video games.
Play
that's
video
true.
Games.
Mm.
Party.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like these two.
Yeah. We had a good time. We were married for years before we had kids. It was so great. I mean, the kids are wonderful now that they've moved out.
Next headline. Bay Bridge closed due to sideshow in honor of Mac Dre.
Oh.
True.
Oh, yeah, that sounds true.
Well, that's one I made up.
Oh, you. Oh. Why you?
Well, I gave us each a point for it anyway before because I thought it was true. So.
Oh, well, I'll take the point.
Yeah.
And then finally, ghost spotted watching Taylor Swift concert.
Okay.
False.
I'm sorry, that is actually true.
I'm giving us a point for
at
that.
A Madrid concert, fans spotted an unexplained shadowy figure in the audience. Sparking speculation.
Well, still,
that there was a ghost
by a score
watching.
Of 6-5, because every one of those we got right.
Right.
Even the ones we didn't. It's Sarah's on the show.
Wait, what? Then it just happened.
I kicked your ass. Wins the game, she kicks your butt. Oh, but.
Saracuda.
All right. Goodbye. Be sure and listen to Jane's show. Keep me here all day, 24/7.
You guys, Jane is dealing with that traffic so she can get in here and perform for you.
Yep.
Doing it
be
for you,
here.
People.
Kick ass show for you. And don't forget, all this week, we're looking for those funny texts, so keep those coming in. And then Janie's got Outside Lands tickets all this week. All right, we'll see you on hump day.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.